Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Fabulous song that was, and still is. It's still hitting the top of the records. And a Merry Christmas to all those people who lost somebody years ago and want to keep them in their memories.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a great song, isn't it? Hey, that's from Wham. It doesn't matter what age you are, you must know that song, surely.
I don't know. I don't know. I've got a few grandchildren that won't remember anything about that man, that's for sure.
Hey, do you know they put that little survey out and it looked at your Spotify or whatever music you're listening to and it told you your age?
I can believe that.
Yeah, so
totally believe that. But they would have trouble with me though, because I love a lot of the music that goes back to my mother's time. I think the artists and the talent that was, you know, there was nothing that was done digitally in a machine. Everything had to be done by man back in those days. And so you had to have a lot of talent. You couldn't fake it and make it like you can nowadays. Having said that, I watched Ed Sheeran doing something on, I think I was Googling or something, and or it might have been on YouTube. Anyway, there was Ed Sheeran showing Jimmy Kimmel, I think, one of those USA comedians, how he creates his song. And he's got this whole setup there where it's all done digitally. So he'll play something and he holds it in the recording and changes the tones a little bit. And then he'll sing something and then he'll got Jimmy Kimmel to sing something. And he got the whole background and the harmony and everything going, already in the song, all done digitally. Well, it's not really done digitally. I mean, he's doing it, but he just does one stanza, one bar, and then the machine just keeps it going. And then he comes in with the whole start, you know, the whole song, the whole chorus part of it. And it's really quite amazing. It sounds like he's got a whole band behind him, and he hasn't. It's just him and this machine.
Oh, it is incredible. Yeah. Oh, yeah, what you can do. But you're right, way back in the old days, you know, the olden days, huh? Listen to us, in the olden days. They had to be there in the studio actually doing it for themselves. So I think, yeah, some of those oldie but goodie Christmas songs, you know, have come through. Mind you, there are some good, and you, look, I knew you would sneak Ed in there. You always sneak Ed in there, and I might, because it's Christmas Eve, I reckon we'll let an Ed song pass through today. We might finish up with that.
Has he done a Christmas one?
He's done one with Elton John. Actually, we might put that on.
Great. Oh, that'll be great. I don't think I'll have to Google it and yeah.
So here we are. We are Christmas Eve. Yay. All the rushing round. Well, actually, I must say I've got a tiny little bit left to do tonight. And I think I'm going to go to the supermarket at about 11 o'clock because they're opening really late. So there'll be nobody there then, and just pick up my last tiny, tiny little bits, just a few little bits. And I don't really need them, but actually I just want them. So I'm just going to do that last little bit. The trees are twinkling away. All the presents from Santa's. I've let Santa know where we are, what presents to drop off. So we're all ready to go.
Yeah.
How about you?
I've got my Christmas lilies. Oh my goodness, they're gorgeous. And I've got these big red ones as well as these white ones. Of course, not having a garden, stolen from somebody else's place. No, changed and stolen, gifted from somebody else's place. Changed that, picked from somebody else's place that I'm looking after. But I've got this lovely arrangement all ready for them to come home to on their table, which they'll be home. Oh, I don't know. I think the week following Christmas or something, they'll be back. So they should still be looking great. But the shops aren't open at all tomorrow, are they? I know they were changing all the dates and everything. So nothing's open tomorrow, but everything's open on Sunday, isn't it?
Yep. So guess what? You're just going to have to spend time to yourself, everybody, with family, with friends. You are not going to get out there in and buying and being it. They're shut, closed. Yay. Have a day off. And just enjoy. I think that's most important. Hey, Irene, back to your lilies. Are those the lilies that have the big stamen in them that if the little stuff drops on the floor, it stains like anything?
Well, the thing is, if you cut those tiny little, the minute the lily pops open, because it stays closed for quite a while, and then all of a sudden it just, then one morning you've got half a dozen lilies in your bunch all open. The minute they open up, you get a pair of scissors, and you very gently, not bruising the leaves, cut the stamens out so that they don't do that. And they still look just as beautiful. Nobody really misses the stamens that aren't there, but it saves you all that trouble because it stains badly. Yes. They do stain badly. It's great. It's not a problem. And I also believe that it keeps the flower. I've got no scientific evidence of this. I think it keeps the flower longer because the stamen is normally sort of the first thing that starts dying in the lily. So cut it out.
Interesting. Hey, interesting. The lovely Christmas plants that we have that seem to pop out here in New Zealand, you know, like we talked the other week about the pahutakawa, the New Zealand Christmas tree, that is absolutely, you know, beautifully and stunning red colours. You know, we've got the Christmas lilies again, you know, they pop out. What are those other things? It's totally gone out of my head. We have them all in the shops. The red plant. Oh, God, they're everywhere.
No, can't help you there, sorry.
See, this is what Christmas does to you. You kind of get so busy, you know, that you can't even remember anymore. I can see the plants. There's hundreds of them. They put them all out at Christmas time. The lovely red things with the leaves. Oh my gosh. I might have to have a wee Google of a Christmas plant. I know all of you out there are going, Mariska, it's this. But I can't think of it.
That's right. Moving on. In this crisis that we've got to, that I'm at the moment house sitting, they have this absolutely amazing vine, which has got this beautiful, beautiful red, flower on it that's like a passion fruit flower, but this one's red. And it's the, banana passion fruit. You know, it's shaped like a banana. And I haven't seen them since the islands years ago, being up in the islands. They're absolutely beautiful. They're the size of a small ladyfinger's banana, or some of them bigger than that. And they're sort of quite custardy in the inside, like a passion fruit custard in the inside.
Oh, yum.
And I haven't seen them grow anywhere except in the islands. And this family have a huge vine of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
You'll have to
wait yet, unfortunately.
You'll have to post some of the photos up on the Facebook page. I've just remembered the other one, poinsettia.
Oh, that's the one. Yes. Of course, they have it on every Christmas table, poinsettias, yeah.
Absolutely. See, wow, the mind is really, really great. Oh, no, post some of the photos up. I'd love to see them because those kind of passion fruity flowers and stuff, they're quite beautiful flowers when you look at them. But, you know, we are lucky to have all of this stuff come out at Christmas. You know, because you can dress your table really nicely or just have a lovely vase of flowers, you know, in the corner as well. So, yeah.
And there's so much food available. You know, while I was staying out at Patau, I sort of stopped several times on the way back where I could park the van safely and just walked because it was just so beautiful. And there was so much stuff on the side of the road that I was so tempted to pick. Because you can eat it, you know. There is so much stuff around New Zealand that you can eat that is just growing wild. And I remember when my baby was young and I was on my own, I used to walk from Glenburvy all the way out to the beach and picked up wild fruit and berries and things on the way and pippies. So, you know, I get a bit cross sometimes when I see people in small communities and they're saying they've got nothing to eat. There's so much to eat in New Zealand. You just have to get off your butts and go and get it.
And interestingly, you'll find fruit trees everywhere as well. Just some of, you know, I always, and I'm probably naughty doing this, but I will flick a Apple core or a peach pit out the window as I'm driving. And I just love it at this time of the year. All of the summer fruits. You know, again, what an amazing time to have Christmas. The nectarines, the peaches, the apricots, all the summer fruits are out. And the blueberries, we've got blueberries. We've got lots and lots of blueberries, coming on. So yeah, there'll be blueberries on and strawberries. There'll be blueberries and strawberries on our pavlova fresh out of the garden. So, and again, we'll be doing our Christmas tradition, Christmas morning, walking up into the garden there, digging our potatoes, picking some peas, you know, and you're right, picking some strawberries and blueberries for that pavlova. Hopefully the chickens will have laid me some eggs. I needed a few more. I used most of them this morning. I need a few more for tonight to make that pavlova. So fingers crossed that they will. Otherwise, I'm sure they'll lay me some tomorrow on Christmas Day.
Well, I will bring you a Christmas present. I will be flying through Auckland, so we're going to have to coordinate this very quickly. But as you are going to be home tomorrow on Christmas Day, I am going to bring you a cutting from the passion fruit banana tree.
Oh, awesome. I'll throw it there in the glasshouse and we'll get that going. And next year we can share a bit of passion fruit banana together.
Won't that be cool?
Yeah, loving that. So, but anyway, you all ready for Christmas? You got a few last things to do, or are you just sitting back and relaxing and letting it happen?
I am sitting back and relaxing and letting it happen. I am already at the beach in my van, and there are loads and loads of families and people all around me with kids running everywhere and dogs running everywhere, and even the odd cat or two try to get out of the way of the dogs and everything else that's going on around here. And it's actually quite cool because when you're in a good camping ground with good people, they are very respectful of not encroaching over your little spot. So wherever the front door or the entranceway to your cabin or caravan or tent is, people don't walk past that. They walk around so that they're not encroaching on your privacy. And you'll often hear people saying, knock, knock, and they're standing on the side of the tent next door or whatever, not in the front of the tent where, you know, people could be changing or doing things. They're standing on the side of the tent advertising that they're there. I just love it. I love watching it, and I sort of go, this is the good old fashioned spirit and the good old fashioned consideration for everybody else that is just awesome that you see in camping grounds. It's so cool.
Hey, listen, Irene, I'm going to give you a challenge, and you can tell us about that next week when we come back. It's Christmas Eve. I challenge you to go and gather up a few of those people around the campground and sing some carols together. I think that would be just awesome. So I dare you to do that. Go around. Everybody will have had a few tipples, I can imagine, so they might just be going, yeah, sure, Irene, we're going to join you. And I want you to tell us next week whether you managed to get a few people together around the campground and sing a few Christmas carols. Well, guys, that is it for us today. Here it is, Christmas Eve. Listen, just stop. And just enjoy Christmas tomorrow. And if, you know, Christmas is not your thing, whatever you're doing, just enjoy the day, whether it's by yourself, whether it's with family or friends. Have an amazing day tomorrow. We'll see you next week, and we're going to find out whether Irene managed to get that challenge done. And Irene, just for you, Merry Christmas, and here comes Ed Sheeran and Elton John.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Build a fire and gather round the tree. Fill a glass and maybe come and sing with me. So kiss me under the mistletoe, pour out the
chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to
phrase. 105.